This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
607, 69 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for mostly cloudy skies today. Chance for showers and thunderstorms about 50%. The chance probably this afternoon. Our high temperature today about 90. So a hot, muggy day. A Chapel Hill woman is facing murder charges after a man died Wednesday night at the Brookside Condominiums on Hillsborough Street, but a member of the condo's board of directors says it's an incident that should have been avoided. WCHL's Rand Northam has the story.
Michelle Denise McClinton has been charged with first-degree murder in the death of her husband, Darren Maurice Dye. The victim's sister, who lives in the G3 unit of Brookside where the alleged murder took place, said the couple was out on the porch and seemingly getting along when McClinton came inside.
I don't know what the situation that went on between them two out there, and so they came back in the house. And next thing I know, I thought she would in the kitchen get a cup, pour some beer in there. Next thing I know, I turned around, and he was sitting by the door. I didn't even know she had the knife till I looked up, and that's when she... poked him. She poked him and he just fell out on the floor.
She said the incident was a surprise.
I don't think she mean to do it.
Police responded to the reported assault at 529 Hillsborough Street shortly after 10 o'clock. According to the police, Dye suffered stab wounds and was pronounced dead at the scene. The next door neighbor in G4, Erica Allant, said she wasn't home during the time of the incident.
Last night we came home and there were cop cars outside, but it wasn't too unusual and there was no screaming or anything going on of that nature. And we just went to bed like normal and we woke up this morning and found out what was going on.
However, she said she wasn't surprised with the outcome.
We've been complaining for probably 5 to 6 months to the organization to have them removed because they provide an unsafe environment. We have complaints constantly. They're always screaming. We've had to call the cops on numerous occasions.
She told WCHL she has been and continues to be concerned for her safety. G3 is one of multiple units at Brookside managed by CASA, a Raleigh-based housing management company. Eric Plow is on the board of directors at Brookside. He said this unit has a history of problems.
We have made numerous complaints about the fighting, the yelling, the screaming, the disruptions that occur over there all the time for months, and nothing ever gets done.
Plow confirmed that there are other units at Brookside that are managed by CASA, but Allant said she hasn't had problems with them. Chief Operating Officer at CASA, Mary Jean Seda, said the managing company first made sure that the tenant of the property, the victim's sister, was safe and is working with Chapel Hill Police in the investigation.
We've been in the development and property management business for 21 years, and an incident like this has never occurred in one of our properties at all.
Plow said this is not the first time the G3 unit has had an issue.
The tenants before this current one, same thing. We made numerous complaints for months and months and months. Nothing ever got done. Neighbors are terrorized. Neighbors complain. We get so many complaints. We pass them on to CASA. Nothing ever happens.
And Plow said he's frustrated with the ongoing situation.
Your tax dollars and my tax dollars are supporting HUD, Housing and Urban Development, and HUD hires CASA to manage their money, to distribute their money. I don't have any problem with CASA renting to disadvantaged people or people low on their luck. But when people start disrupting and terrorizing the neighborhoods, and CASA will not take action, decisive action, to resolve the problem, that's when I have a problem.
According to the North Carolina Department of Corrections website, Dye had a long history of convictions for assault on women dating back to 1997. Plow shared a number of emails from tenants as well as correspondence to the housing management company. You can read some of those emails by viewing this story on our website, chapelborough.com. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:11. More news in just a moment.
Chapel Hill is where economic development is Commerce Plus. And now you can keep up and join the conversation on Twitter by searching for hashtag Commerce Plus. You'll find your neighbors and town staff talking and sharing about economic development, trends, local news, and much more. Be inspired, be educated, be in the know. Follow us on Twitter at CHEconDEV or search hashtag Commerce Plus. To find out more, visit opentobusiness.biz.
In Chapel Hill, businesses do more than just sell products and services. They help create our community. We call it Commerce Plus.
We're home to businesses who invest in local causes, sustainable technologies, and use environmentally friendly business practices. Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill, open for business, to business, and where business is commerce plus. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
We know your phone is smart, but how about your socks? Not sure? Then head back to school with Great Outdoor Provision Company, where Smart Wool PhD socks are now buy two, get one free. Also, find great deals on selected footwear, canoes, and kayaks. Great Outdoor Provision Company, North Carolina's authentic outdoor expert. Located at Eastgate Shopping Center, Chapel Hill. GreatOutdoorProvision.com.
The Orange County Senior Centers will host a Medicare fraud event. The purpose is to help seniors to protect themselves from Medicare fraud, waste, and abuse. The event will take place on Wednesday, September 18th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Seymour Center in Chapel Hill, followed by an afternoon session in Hillsboro at the Central Orange Senior Center from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. For more information, call the Senior Medicare Patrol at 877-996-2767.
All of Tar Heel Nation has reason to cheer today. Carolina basketball coaching legend Dean Smith has been chosen to receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom. The UNC Patriarch will be awarded the medal alongside Baseball Hall of Famer Ernie Banks at a time and date to be announced by the White House. President Barack Obama is a self-described sucker for the Tar Heels. This is a special way to honor the deserving coach and humanitarian for all he has meant to the sport and the country. On the court, Smith won two national championships. When he retired, he was the winningest coach in all of college basketball history. But it's the humble man's work away from the sport that truly set him apart and deems Dean Smith worthy of the United States' highest civilian honor. Taking a stand at a time period when many high-profile figures sat on the sidelines, Smith used his position to advocate for civil rights. In fact, Smith recruited UNC's first black scholarship athlete and helped in Chapel Hill's desegregation process in the 1960s. Many players call Smith a second father, and his leadership of these young men led to an impressive 96% graduation rate. We'll talk with Art Chansky at length about the legacy of Dean Smith coming up at the bottom of the hour. Undergraduate students enrolled at the state's 16 public universities, UNC Chapel Hill included, will likely have a reason to rejoice for the 2014-2015 school year. UNC System President Tom Ross said yesterday he hopes to freeze tuition costs for in-state students after a decade of steady increases. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
Ross told members of the C-System's Board of Governors at a Thursday budget meeting, quote, "I think it is time for us to step back and not increase tuition. It's going to be a struggle because we have received another budget cut this year, but we have to figure out how we can be more efficient and how we can absorb these cuts," end quote. As part of the General Assembly's two-year budget plan, cuts to the UNC system will be substantial. The spending plan allocates $126.5 million less than what was projected as needed to maintain last year's operating levels, according to the Associated Press. Charles Peruse, Chief Operating Officer for the UNC system, recaps the 2013 legislative session, which many criticized for the cuts made to education, writing, quote, "We have had a number of victories in Raleigh, but many of the victories were made from playing defense."
Biggest wins were taking less of a reduction than we've seen over the past few years. Our net cut is about 2.5% this year. But if you look at the big reductions we took in 2011-13 timeframe, those were close to a 13% reduction. And so we fared far better this year, and we're very thankful for that.
Carolina has taken approximately $235 million in total state cuts since 2008. Peruse counted other successes in areas like fewer line item cuts for significant management flexibility and also retaining UNC's IT exemption fund.
We kept management flexibility in information technology and human resources, which is real important for us to meet student demands in the IT area, as well as being able to recruit and retain important faculty.
A funding cut that Peruse said was very disappointing was the loss of $15 million in appropriations for the UNC School of Medicine.
By way of background, that appropriation on a recurring basis used to be about $46 million 5 years ago, and as the recession hit and revenues got tight, that $46 million has been whittled down. And this $15 million reduction was the remaining recurring portion, and it eliminates that totally.
Though much of the focus was on in-state students, Perus said out-of-state students may catch a break in the 2014-2015 school year as well.
The legislature did include some built-in non-resident tuition increases next year, 12.3% on four campuses and 6% on the other campuses. But I think there's going to be further discussion about whether we want to try to get those tuition increases eliminated or reduced going forward.
Tuition changes for the 2014-2015 school year won't be finalized until this February. A noteworthy audience member at Thursday's budget discussion was UNC Chancellor Carol Folt. The board added 15 new members earlier in the day. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The full Board of Governors is meeting today and is expected to vote on budget allocations for the 17 universities. WCHL News Time, 6:18. Time for traffic and weather together. WCHL, this traffic report brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Go see Berkeley Grimble today. If you need to pick out an engagement ring or you need something special, then Berkeley Grimble's the guy to see. They're Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler. Grimble's in the Village Plaza, right next door to Whole Foods. It is moving along very smoothly out there so far. No problems to report. But when it does get a little busy out there, remember to call the newsroom if you see anything that we're not reporting at 919-967-8363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL and let us know. You can become a WCHL Road Warrior right now. Everything is copacetic this morning. Of course, it's early. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast. Need a cup? It's guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruiser's. Good to go. 69 degrees, mostly cloudy today. Chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. 50-50 chance of rain. Temperature today, about 90. Tonight, mostly cloudy with the low of 72 and a 50-50 chance of rain. Tomorrow, more of the same, really. High in the upper 80s and an even bigger chance of rain, 70%. Also a 70% chance of rain on Saturday night. And on Sunday, a 70% chance of rain with a high in the upper 80s. So it looks like it's going to rain all weekend. Pretty heavy chance. And it's also going to be muggy because temperatures are going to be up there close to 90. Time now for David Letterman and the Top 10 List.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 List.
It's Macy's Super Saturday Sale with all-day specials Friday and Saturday. Like cool tees, tops, and shorts for kids and juniors, only $4.99 to $6.99. Get a quarter-carat black and white diamond ring, now $39.99. Dress shirts and ties from Jeffrey Bean, Alfani, and more, 50% off. And save 60% on all 22- and 24-piece bedroom ensembles. All-day specials Friday and Saturday at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Teachers are in the final sprint to prep their classrooms for back to school.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
Let Office Max get you started and saving with all of our roll, lamination at 50% off. Laminate name tags, flashcards, charts, whatever you need to last the year at our best price of the year.
Let's get it started.
Stock your classroom at Office Max. The hot deals start here. Offer ends August 10th. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Okay, top 10 ways Netflix can win back customers. Here we go, number 10. Quit screwing around. Number 9, heartfelt plea from Larry Netflix. Number 8, order Pirates of the Caribbean. Johnny Depp personally delivers the DVD. Hey, buddy. Hire the smoking cane guy as new company spokesman. Oh, there he is again. Yeah, we'll be smoking our brains out. We'll be smoking in the White House. There'll be ashtrays in the Oval Office. Number 6, every DVD comes with a trained monkey who presses play. Number 5, I don't know, change the red envelopes to blue envelopes. Leave me alone, I'm watching Gunsmoke. Or The Yearling.
Hey, Mike. Yes,
number 4, mailers include DVDs and a slice of delicious meatloaf. Number 3... with every 10th rental, you get a free trip to Aruba. How's that going to help? And number 2, buy the rights to current and future Kardashian sex tapes. And number Number one way Netflix can win back customers, change the name to Apple.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight for the Best of the Late Show. Dave's guests, Kevin James, Sean White, and Darius Rucker.
David Letterman, Top 10 List.
That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
It is time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Of course, our top sports-related story of the day. Dean Smith will be getting the Presidential Medal of Freedom coming up. At the bottom of the hour, we'll talk more about that with Art Chansky about that great award. UNC football, Tar Heels getting ready for the opener of the season on August 29th down in South Carolina. Junior tight end Eric Ebron says he's not worried about facing South Carolina's famed defensive star Jadeveon Clowney in the Tar Heel opener. As UNC's preseason training camp rolls along, more and more attention is shifting to the huge showdown on national TV against the Gamecocks on August 29th. But Ebron appears to not be intimidated by the looming confrontation with preseason Heisman hopeful Jadeveon Clowney. He is quite an awesome football player, and a lot of people talking about him.
I'm really not worried about it. I'm not saying it to be sarcastic. I'm not saying it to be disrespectful, but I'm not. I mean, he's just another player. Everyone else talks about hype. I've played against him in the South Carolina, North Carolina Shrine Bowl game. He is who he is. I am who I am. So, you know, once he lines up against me, it's just the battle of tight end versus defensive man. I'm treating him just like every other defensive man.
Ebron says lining up wide is a comfortable spot for him out on the field.
I love to line up wide. I'm unstoppable out wide. I say that with all due respect.
Why does Ebron claim he's unstoppable? Well, according to the man himself, a combination of factors play into it.
My speed, my athleticism, my strength. It's hard to find someone that has all of those combination of skills in one body.
In year two under head coach Larry Fedora, Ebron says he's noticed that the familiarity has brought with it more personal accountability and expectations for all of his Tar Heel teammates.
I see Fedora pressures the team to be 10 times better than it did last year. We see Fedora pressuring the players that he know can take the team to be better than last year. You just see a whole lot different coach. And then that translates over to a whole lot different players on the football field.
Certainly no lack of confidence with this guy, Eric Ebron, one of the outstanding players on Larry Fedora's football team. 625 at WCHL. Time now for the Osgood File.
Sponsored in part by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit autoowners.com. This is Charles Osgood. Our CBS News colleague Seth Doan in China ran into some American girls visiting Chengdu.
Genesis Rojas and her American girlfriends visited as part of a U.S. State Department Chinese language program.
When I knew I was coming to China, I thought of pandas, and I'm so excited that we're here.
Visitors there all speak the Ua language.
Tourists from around the world, roughly a million of them a year, come to Ua at the Chengdu Research Base for giant panda breeding.
The story after this. When it comes to insurance, you've got all sorts of options. Consider this. Mutual insurance companies like Auto Owners are owned entirely by their policyholders. This means that the company's goal is to protect and serve you. It means that they are working to make you happy. Best part, you can get Auto Owners insurance through an independent agency in your local community. Find your local independent agent at autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com. Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people.
If you're a Medicare member with diabetes, you may be confused over recent changes affecting where you can buy test strips. Don't worry. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Our stores carry all major brands and offer a 90-day supply at the same low Medicare copay as mail order. You may even qualify for a free one-touch or CVS brand meter from the manufacturer. So stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
Here again from Chengdu is Seth Doan.
Here on more than 250 acres in southwestern China, 74 giant pandas and 68 smaller, also endangered red pandas roam and ideally reproduce.
But cute and adorable though they are, pandas are not very sexy.
Pandas have a notoriously low sex drive. Females can be most fertile for as few as 12 hours a year. Historically, that wasn't an issue until their vast breeding grounds were replaced by roads and factories, feeding the world's appetite for cheap goods.
Now, toy pandas are multiplying much more rapidly in the world than real ones, says conservationist Sarah Bexell. She's been working at Chengdu for 14 years now.
Where are we in the fight to save the pandas?
Well, still dangerous, but better than in the past.
That's where the tourists in Chengdu come in.
We want them to come here, feel attached to the animals, go home and do something about it.
They did something about it just last month in Atlanta, Georgia.
In July, a mother panda, originally from Chengdu, gave birth to two baby pandas at the Atlanta Zoo. They were the first baby pandas born in the U.S. in 25 years.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
It's summer and we're all spending more time playing sports and enjoying outdoor activities. With that means more injuries, bumps, and bruises. That's why UNC Family Medicine is your one-stop shop for treating injuries. You'll be cared for by the same staff that works with UNC teams and Chapel Hill Carborough school sports. From on-site x-rays to physical therapy, UNC Family Medicine is here. And you can make appointments easily on the web at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Hi, I'm Charlie Quayle with Chimneys Plus. What's one of the worst energy loss culprits in your home? The fireplace. That's why more and more homeowners are making the change from the old drafty fireplaces of the past to a modern 21st century fireplace. Let Chimneys Plus show you why energy-conscious homeowners are discovering high-efficiency Lennox gas and wood-burning fireplaces. Find us on the web at ChimneysPlusGutters.com. That's ChimneysPlusGutters.com.
Are you looking for a great local deal? Have you checked out our local deal? What are you waiting for? It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. 1, visit OurLocalDeal.com. 2, enter your email address. And 3, you'll start receiving great daily deals right into your inbox for great local businesses and services. So don't wait. Every day you wait is another great deal you've missed out on. Visit OurLocalDeal.com and sign up today.
There's no price like Half Price, and there's no deal like OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Crown Honda, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda, South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. 70 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. High today about 90 degrees, chance of rain 50%, and that's really going to set the pace for the whole weekend. Tonight we'll have a 50% chance of rain also, with a low in the low 70s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy all day, 70% chance of rain tomorrow, with the high about 88 degrees. And tomorrow night, more of the same, still 70% chance of rain. And even on Sunday, same thing, 70% chance of rain. Sunday and Sunday night are high in the afternoon, about 88 degrees. So it's really got to be hot and muggy weather all weekend long.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM WCHL. And you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. 26 homes destroyed in Southern California from that wildfire going about 90 miles east of L.A. Evacuees had to work fast.
I'm packing up critical things, things that can't be replaced.
Cal Fire spokesman Daniel Berlant says 1,500 people have been told to get to a safer area.
If this fire continues to grow and it does shift direction, it definitely could require additional evacuation.
At least 10 homes have been destroyed in the mountainous area, 500 more threatened. As fire crews work to clear brush by hand, CBS's Steve Futterman has the latest.
The fire continues to burn. More than 14,000 acres have now been consumed, but fire crews are beginning to surround it. It's now 20% contained. The battle continues both on the ground and from the air. Aircraft dropping water and fire retardant on hot spots.
No cause yet for this fast-moving wildfire. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
72 degrees, 632 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. A Chapel Hill woman is facing murder charges today after a man died Wednesday night at the Brookside Condominiums on Hillsborough Street in Chapel Hill. But a member of the condo's board of directors says it's an incident that should have been avoided. WCHL's Rand Northam has more.
Michelle Denise McClinton has been charged with first-degree murder in the death of her husband, Darren Maurice Dye. The victim's sister, who lives in the G3 unit of Brookside where the alleged murder took place, said the couple was out on the porch and seemingly getting along when McClinton came inside.
I don't know what the situation that went on between them two out there, and so they came back in the house. And next thing I know, I thought she would in the kitchen get a cup, pour some beer in there. Next thing I know, I turned around, and he was sitting by the door. I didn't even know she had the knife till I looked up, and that's when she... poked him. She poked him and he just fell out on the floor.
She said the incident was a surprise.
I don't think she mean to do it.
Police responded to the reported assault at 529 Hillsborough Street shortly after 10 o'clock. According to the police, Dye suffered stab wounds and was pronounced dead at the scene. The next door neighbor in G4, Erica Allant, said she wasn't home during the time of the incident.
Last night we came home and there were cop cars outside. But it wasn't too unusual, and there was no screaming or anything going on of that nature. And we just went to bed like normal, and we woke up this morning and found out what was going on.
However, she said she wasn't surprised with the outcome.
We've been complaining for probably 5 to 6 months to the organization to have them removed because they provide an unsafe environment. We have complaints constantly. They're always screaming. We've had to call the cops on numerous occasions.
She told WCHL she has been and continues to be concerned for her safety. G3 is one of multiple units at Brookside managed by CASA, a Raleigh-based housing management company. Eric Plow is on the board of directors at Brookside. He said this unit has a history of problems.
We have made numerous complaints about the fighting, the yelling, the screaming, the disruptions that occur over there all the time for months, and nothing ever gets done.
Plow confirmed that there are other units at Brookside that are managed by CASA, but Allant said she hasn't had problems with them. Chief Operating Officer at CASA, Mary Jean Seda, said the managing company first made sure that the tenant of the property, the victim's sister, was safe and is working with Chapel Hill Police in the investigation.
We've been in the development and property management business for 21 years, and an incident like this has never occurred in one of our properties at all.
Plow said this is not the first time the G3 unit has had an issue.
The tenants before this current one, same thing. We made numerous complaints for months and months and months. Nothing ever got done. Neighbors are terrorized. Neighbors complain. We get so many complaints. We pass them on to CASA. Nothing ever happens.
And Plow said he's frustrated with the ongoing situation.
Your tax dollars and my tax dollars are supporting HUD, Housing and Urban Development, and HUD hires CASA to manage their money, to distribute their money. I don't have any problem with CASA renting to disadvantaged people or people low on their luck. But when people start disrupting and terrorizing the neighborhoods, and CASA will not take action, decisive action, to resolve the problem, that's when I have a problem.
According to the North Carolina Department of Corrections website, Dye had a long history of convictions for assault on women dating back to 1997. Plow shared a number of emails from tenants as well as correspondence to the housing management company. You can read some of those emails by viewing this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
More than 1.7 million North Carolinians will see less food assistance starting in November. WCHL's Aaron Keck has that story. You'll hear it at the top of the hour on WCHL. All of Tar Heel Nation has reason to cheer today. Carolina basketball coaching legend Dean Smith has been chosen to receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom. The UNC Patriarch will be awarded the medal alongside Baseball Hall of Famer Ernie Banks at a time and date to be announced by the White House. President Barack Obama is a self-described sucker for the Tar Heels. This is a special way to honor the deserving coach and humanitarian for all he has meant to the sport and the country. On the court, Smith won 2 national championships. When he retired, he was the winningest coach in all of college basketball history. But it's the humble man's work away from the sport that truly set him apart and deems him worthy of the United States' highest civilian honor. Coach Roy Williams issued a statement saying, and we quote, "I'm so proud of Coach Smith, happy for his family and friends, and appreciative to President Obama for this just recognition." Coach Smith made enormous contributions not only to basketball, but he built a first-class program that positively impacted our society and community in many ways. Everyone who loves college and ACC basketball and the University of North Carolina is indebted to him. But more than basketball, it was his social conscience that has left even greater marks in our society and will be paying dividends for generations. That's a direct quote from Coach Roy Williams. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll talk to former Carolina basketball star Phil Ford on the legacy of Dean Smith. But yesterday, Art Chansky of ChapelBro.com and Art Chansky Sports Notebook, which you'll hear next hour here on WCHL, sat down with Aaron Keck to discuss the coaching legend.
Art, this is a really remarkable honor for a really remarkable man.
It really is, Aaron. And a few months ago, when the petition began to get him this award, it seemed like it was too late. They couldn't get enough names. Mm-hmm. But somehow, some way, they did, and Coach Smith was recognized. And what a fantastic recognition for a man who is so far more than a basketball coach to everyone who followed him and knew him personally. I mean, he was a giant humanitarian.
Mm-hmm.
And he his true greatness has nothing to do with basketball. I mean, he lived through integration in Kansas when he was a young child. His father, Alfred Smith, was the first to integrate Kansas high school basketball, and he had that as one of his chief goals when he came to Carolina, and that led to the recruitment of Charlie Scott, signed in 1966. But, you know, long before that, when he was Frank McGuire's assistant, he and his Reverend Bob Seymour went to the Pines Restaurant with a young theology, African-American theology student, and they integrated the Pines Restaurant for the first time. And he was involved in the nuclear freeze and so many other causes, all the way up through when he stood up against the death penalty later when he was coaching. But everything he did off the court was of giant status. And then when it came to basketball, he always shied away from the spotlight. He always tried to defer all of the attention to his players.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just a wonderful, wonderful guy and a wonderful example who was an example to so many people who didn't even know him. They just watched him and observed him from afar, and they knew everything that he stood for, and they wanted to stand for those same things.
And so many people who know his basketball career but maybe aren't from our area don't really know all the contributions he made off the field, off the court, which, you know, here in Chapel Hill, here in North Carolina, it's been so significant. And I was looking at the list of recipients, past recipients of the Presidential Medal of Freedom, specifically sports-related. Hank Aaron was a recipient. Muhammad Ali was a recipient. A lot of people who were active in the civil rights movement. Only two college basketball coaches before Dean Smith, Pat Summitt and John Wooden. So pretty decent company to be in.
Absolutely. And he's a giant figure, and we all know that he's suffering with progressive dementia now. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's a wonderful honor for his family and everybody who loves him so much in terms of what he's contributed to this community and to Carolina basketball and to the nation. I mean, he was obviously one of the great innovators in the sport. People used to joke about his four corners and so forth, but he played the four corners, and he put the fear of God in the other teams when Phil Ford and other point guards raised that four fingers. But, you know, his teams were also the highest scoring, best 3-point shooting teams in America. So he was a great innovator and always wanted to do things, even in basketball, that were good for the game. And he pushed for those things, legislation, off the court during the off season, and he was just such a wonderful example for everybody. And I'm so delighted that he received this honor.
It's Art Chansky talking about Dean Smith, and I'll just say, in personal note, it has been an honor to know him, and he is quite a guy. 6:41 at WCHL. Coming up next, Wes Hare has today's commentary. He says, watch out, here comes another controversial bus ad. We'll talk about that coming up next, and that'll be followed by Inside Carolina Athletics. We'll have a little Tar Heel trivia for you.
When you think of Harrington Bank, do you think green? No, not that kind of green, sustainability green. At Harrington Bank, we're the first bank in the nation to earn Green Plus certification, and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce has just selected us Sustainable Business of the Year. For Harrington Bank, going green is a smart business decision that strengthens our local economy, environment, and community. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Hi, I'm Charlie Quayle with Chimneys Plus. What's one of the worst energy loss culprits in your home? The fireplace. That's why more and more homeowners are making the change from the old drafty fireplaces of the past to a modern 21st century fireplace. Let Chimneys Plus show you why energy-conscious homeowners are discovering high-efficiency Lennox gas and wood-burning fireplaces. Find us on the web at ChimneysPlusGutters.com. That's ChimneysPlusGutters.com.
He scores!
Big news for Canes fans. Diamonds Direct Crabtree has been selected as the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. Hey, it's John Forsler, play-by-play voice of the Canes. Very excited to make this announcement. Our staff, coaches, and players join me in inviting you to celebrate this fantastic new partnership with the Triangle's premier jewelry destination. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is the obvious choice for this honor. No other jewelry store even comes close in diamond selection, quality, or value. Anyone getting engaged in the Triangle knows Diamonds Direct dominates the bridal jewelry market. But it's more than just business. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is a great corporate citizen. They're always helping out area charities and getting involved in worthy causes. At the Hurricanes, we partner with quality companies and quality people, and that's why Diamonds Direct Crabtree was chosen. So join me in celebrating as we welcome Diamonds Direct Crabtree as the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming Steakhouse.
74 degrees in Chapel Hill, 644 WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wes Hare. After 1 year, the Salam Shalom and U.S. military aid to Israel bus ad is coming down. Our contract will expire. It created a big kerfuffle, as y'all may recall. Now comes another bus ad from Voice for Israel. Their chair states that the Salam Shalom bus ad denied Israel's right to defend itself. That is not the case and patently absurd. The U.S. Arms Export Control Act states that the United States may stop aid to countries which use U.S. military assistance for purposes other than legitimate self-defense. How does legitimate self-defense possibly be construed to include providing aggressive attack weapons such as fighter bombers, attack helicopters, sophisticated air-to-ground missiles, as well as some of the most powerful bombs in the world? Israel's consistent claim of self-defense should be questioned. In the great majority of cases, is Israel the attacked or the attacker? Is Israel the defender or the aggressor? Are most of these conflicts fought on Israeli territory or Palestinian territory? Who is the pursued and who is the pursuer? Does continually violating international laws and UN resolutions speak of Israeli self-defense? Does being the only nuclear-armed nation in the conflict speak of Israel's self-defense? The example could go on, illustrating the absurdity of Israel claiming that it is only exercising its right to defend itself. As intelligent and compassionate human beings, we should open our eyes to the truth that it is the Palestinians, rather than the Israelis, who need to be concerned about self-defense. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Carolina plays here, UNC football's flagship station. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
And time now for Tar Heel Trivia.
Tar Heel Trivia, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Gio Bernard finished his magnificent 2012 season with 1,228 yards, despite playing in just 10 games for the Tar Heels. That performance came on the heels of a 2011 campaign in which Bernard put up 1,253 yards rushing. Bernard became the first Tar Heel running back in more than 20 years to post back-to-back 1,000-plus yard rushing seasons. Today's Tar Heel trivia question: can you name the last Tar Heel back before Bernard to rush for more than 1,000 yards in back-to-back years? The answer to that piece of Tar Heel trivia after this.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Gio Bernard had back-to-back 1,000-yard rushing seasons in his stellar Tar Heel football career, rushing for 1,253 yards in 2011 and 1,228 yards in 2012, despite missing two games. So who was the last Tar Heel back to go for 1,000 or more in back-to-back years? You have to go back to 1991 and 92, when Natron Means was rumbling in the Tar Heel backfield. Means rushed for 1,030 yards in 1991 and 1,195 yards the following year.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
A little Tar Heel trivia for you. Getting more and more excited about football season every day. Less than 3 weeks away, August 29th. That is Thursday night down in Columbia, South Carolina. 648 at WCHL. Good morning. I'm Ron Tutz. Coming up next, traffic and weather together. Celebrity birthdays, Freddie Conger's trivia quiz, and today's WCHL hometown hero.
Betty Davis famously said, getting old is not for sissies. What she didn't say is that dealing with aging loved ones is no easy task either. HomeWatch Caregivers gives you the support you need for your loved ones. From simple companionship to comprehensive personal care, its trained staff gives you peace of mind. You can relax knowing your family member is well taken care of. HomeWatchCaregivers.com or call 919-960-6038. HomeWatch Caregivers. Let our family care for yours.
At Five Guys, they're in the business to sell quality burgers. Period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings. Burgers not your thing? Enjoy Five Guys' grilled kosher beef hot dogs topped off with all the same great toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Good morning. It is time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the very best tasting fountain drinks in town. Made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees with that great chewy ice, guaranteed to taste great, and only 79 cents. Cruisers, good to go. I want you to know that Rand Northam looks as good as usual this morning. Well coordinated, nice shirt and tie, and all ready to go to face the day. Good morning, sir.
Ready to go to face the day. A fantabulous day today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good morning.
That's not the word I would have chosen, but yeah, you're right.
Don't like my word choice this morning. All right.
Yeah, well, hey, I do. I didn't say I didn't like it. I just said it's not the word I would have chosen.
Well, it's going to be a fantabulous day, and traffic is moving smoothly to start things off. We've had an excellent week on the roadways, and don't mean to jinx that, and hope I don't, but we'll try to keep that going throughout this week. Throughout the rest of the week, because it's almost over. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway, not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover Weather, brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pits. Tap in for a quick lunch today, and you can select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit is between Chapel Hill and Durham, up Mount Moriah Road. It's 75 degrees in Chapel Hill. A little warm this morning. Mostly cloudy. Chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. 50-50 chance of rain through tonight. And our high about 90 today. It's going to be a warm and muggy weekend all the way through Sunday night for sure. So may as well go ahead and accept that. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Basketball Hall of Famer Bob Cousy, 85 years old today. Tennis Hall of Famer Rod Laver turned 75. Comedian director David Steinberg is 71. Boxing Hall of Famer Ken Norton had some legendary battles with Muhammad Ali. Ken Norton is 70 years old today. Actor Sam Elliott, 69. Singer Barbara Mason, yes, I'm ready, 66 years old today. Former Major League Baseball All-Star pitcher Bill Campbell, 65. College Football Hall of Famer and former NFL player Doug John Capiletti, 61. And another football guy, Doug Williams, is 58 today. Actress Melanie Griffith, 56. Rapper Curtis Blow, 54. Hockey Hall of Famer Brett Hull, 49 years old today. Pro and College Football Hall of Famer Deion Sanders, 46. Actress Gillian Anderson, 45 years old today. TV anchor Chris Cuomo, 43. And let's see here, actress Liz Vassy, 41 years old today, actress Jessica Capshaw, 37, and we have some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. First of all, Lorraine Miller Tuck, who lives in Hillsboro, has a birthday today. Rob Maitland, who lives in Chapel Hill, has a birthday, and our birthday winner of the day is Scotty Young of Pittsburgh. Congratulations, Scotty. Have a great birthday. We're going to get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont in the mail to you. Congratulations, Scotty Young, our birthday winner of the day from the UPS stores in WCHL. Friday morning, ladies and gentlemen. Ron Stutz, Freddie Kiger. It's a wonderful world.
It is indeed. I hear birds.
I see flowers and trees.
Thank you, Louis Armstrong. I say, what a wonderful world.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love that song.
Oh, Satchmo was excellent.
You know what I always think of when I hear that song?
What?
I always think of Doug Clark. It was Doug's favorite song.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
He loved that song.
I miss Doug.
Yeah, me too.
Yep.
Me
too. Yep.
Yep.
Remember when Doug would call us early in the morning, like 6:30 or 6:45 in the morning?
Yeah. He'd just be getting in off the road playing somewhere. But Doug is the only person I know who's been buried in a red casket, bright red.
How about that?
Seriously. And somehow it fits.
That's cool, man. That's good.
Yeah, it wouldn't fit anybody else. Yeah. But Doug Clark, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what do you got today?
All right, today, folks, we're doing incompetence.
Incompetence.
Yes. I can think of a whole lot of that over in Raleigh.
Yes.
But I realize that I'm representing a particular vein of political thought. But
Really?
Yeah.
I think you got a lot of friends around here.
Well.
Yeah. What, incompetence.
Golly, Pete, how do you just strip education amongst other things that we could... Well, all right. Incompetence.
I know.
All right, you ready?
I'm incompetent to explain it all.
Well.
Okay, incompetence.
What do we call the principle that came from a Canadian-born educator who noted that every employee tends to rise to his level of incompetence?
Yeah, I got it.
It's an easy one. That's a softball.
I've actually used that a lot.
Oh, yeah, many people have. Yeah. What do we call the principle that came from a Canadian-born educator who noted that every employee tends to rise to his level of incompetence?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Give us a call, 919-929-WCHL, which is...
9245. And you can swap a trivia prize. You can also get a $10 gift card to Cruisers if you're the first correct caller.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Mary Jane Nerdlinger is Director of Policy and Strategic Initiatives for the town of Chapel Hill. She was very instrumental in the Chapel Hill 2020 process as well. One of the things she enjoys most is just dealing with people.
We get a lot of different types of people coming into our planning processes, and I think one of the parts that I enjoy the most is when they learn from each other. So you have people who share different perspectives. We have lots of folks who've been here a long time. They have a really vested interest in the community. We have lots of new coming to town, some of those young people are ones who we see in our processes as well. And then we have the kids. One of the things I learned during our 2020 process is that we have a really young community. 73% of our community is under the age of 25. And so that says a lot about who we're planning for and who the future should really be about. And it's exciting.
Mary Jane Nerdlinger is today's WCHL hometown hero for her total dedication to the town of Chapel Hill and for all those extra hours she put in during 2020.
There's a lot of experience in the community. Then there's a lot of enthusiasm that actually spans all age groups. And so it's just, it's exciting. People really talk to each other and they share their dreams for what they want their neighborhood to be or a part of town. And that's where the best ideas really come out.
And Mary Jane says people are passionate about their ideas here in Chapel Hill.
One of the exciting things about being in a community that has a university and sort of that intellectual curiosity, people bring all kinds of passion and they bring a lot of knowledge. And I think sometimes it's frustrating when people feel like there are conflicts or other opinions that they don't necessarily share. But again, it goes back to that listening and having that chance to really interact with each other in the long run.
If you'd like to get more involved in Chapel Hill, Mary Jane has a few suggestions.
I would suggest that people take a little time to explore the town's website. It's a really great resource. We have a lot of news releases about things that are happening right now. And the e-news newsletter is a great way to receive information about things that are of interest to you. And that'll start to give you a sense of what's happening. And then the staff is always happy to help.
Mary Jane Nerdlinger would like everybody who lives here to be involved. She's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Well, when you rise to the level of your incompetence, they say you are exhibiting the Peter Principle. And I think a lot of people knew that. Our first correct caller this morning, Karen Rose, who says she's not usually up quite this early in the morning. But Karen, congratulations. You are a winner. You get to swap trivia prize with one of our previous winners. And also, you get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. We'll have another question for you bright and early on Monday, right here on WCHL.
Are you looking for a great local deal? Have you checked out our local deal? What are you waiting for? It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. 1, visit ourlocaldeal.com. 2, enter your email address. And 3, you'll start receiving great daily deals right into your inbox for great local businesses and services. So don't wait. Every day you wait is another great deal you've missed out on. Visit ourlocaldeal.com and sign up today.
There's no price like Half Price, and there's no deal like OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carpenter Weather, presented by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of just three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. 75 degrees, cloudy all day, chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high temperature today, about 90. Chance of rain is 50%. That 50% chance will continue all the way through tonight. Low tonight, about 72. Very warm and muggy weather all weekend.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
7 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more on the web at open.